This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. The leader of the state's flagship safety net hospital, Denver Health, is warning about the impact of a new federal health bill. She told CPR's John Daly it could cost them millions.
CEO Donna Lynn says that figure is $65 million based on an estimate from a company called Third Wave. She expects cuts in services.
But I'm hoping that we'll be able to avoid layoffs, and where we have to shrink services, we find people other jobs within the system.
The hospital expects to lose money from Medicaid reimbursements and the end of subsidies for people to buy insurance. She expects costs to care for uninsured patients to rise. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Also in news affecting your health, medical providers nationwide would have to publish the cost of their services under a bill sponsored by Colorado Senator John Hickenlooper. CPR's Caitlin Kim explains.
Hickenlooper introduced the bipartisan Patients Deserve Price Tags bill with Kansas Senator Roger Marshall. Hickenlooper says people wouldn't book an airline flight without knowing the cost, so why not make medical costs clearer too? He says the bill would bring some peace of mind for Americans by knowing the price of a lab test or, say, an MRI ahead of time. The bill would require hospitals to post prices for 300 shoppable services right away and all services starting in 2026. It would also require that agreement rates between health plans and providers be publicly available, not just estimates. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
A conservative group hopes to block a law that would require workers to pay state taxes on overtime pay. In the last session, Colorado Democrats anticipated changes at the federal level to put a pause on taxes for overtime pay. So they decided to make Colorado's overtime tax permanent. Democrats were worried about revenue for safety net programs. The conservative group Advance Colorado is now suing. They say the law was a tax increase without voter approval, as required in the state's constitution. You're listening to CPR News.